Chapter 12. Soldiers and Prostitutes. After a juicy steak and a cold beer, we left the restaurant and drove down a dark street. Fidel advised me never to walk in this area. "When you come here, take a cab right to the front door." He pointed. "Just there, beyond the fence, is the canal zone." He drove on until we arrived at a vacant lot filled with cars. He found an empty spot and parked. An old man hobbled up to us. Fidel got out and patted him on the back. Then he ran his hand lovingly across the fender of his car. "Take good care of her. She's my lady." He handed the man a bill. We took a short footpath out of the parking lot and suddenly found ourselves on a street flooded with flashing neon lights. Two boys raced past, pointing sticks at each other and making the sounds of men shooting guns. One slammed into Fidel's legs, his head reaching barely as high as Fidel's thigh. The little boy stopped and stood back. "I'm sorry, sir," he gasped in Spanish. Fidel placed both his hands on the boy's shoulders. "No harm done, my man," he said. "But tell me, what were you and your friend shooting at?" The other boy came up to us. He placed his arm protectively around the first. "My brother," he explained. "We're sorry." "It's okay." Fidel chuckled gently. "He didn't hurt me. I just asked him what you guys were shooting at. I think I used to play the same game." The brothers glanced at each other. The older one smiled. "He's the gringo general at the canal zone. He tried to rape our mother, and I'm sending him packing, back to where he belongs." Fidel stole a look at me. "Where does he belong?" "At home in the United States." "Does your mother work here?" "Over there." Both boys pointed proudly at a neon light down the street. "Bartender." "Go on, then." Fidel handed them each a coin. "But be careful. Stay in the lights." "Oh, yes, sir. Thank you." They raced off. As we walked on, Fidel explained that Panamanian women were prohibited by law from prostitution. "They can tend bar and dance, but cannot sell their bodies. That's left to the imports." We stepped inside the bar and were blasted with a popular American song. My eyes and ears took a moment to adjust. A couple of burly U.S. soldiers stood near the door. Bands around their uniformed arms identified them as MPs. Fidel led me along a bar, and then I saw the stage. Three young women were dancing there, entirely naked except for their heads. One wore a sailor's cap, another a green beret, and the third a cowboy hat. They had spectacular figures and were laughing. They seemed to be playing a game with one another, as though dancing in a competition. The music, the way they danced, the stage, it could have been a disco in Boston, except that they were naked.